We're BPI, a training and consulting company that specializes in the application of systematic thinking methods. This has been our only focus for more than 30 years, and from the beginning we have emphasized the application of systematic thinking to the real job-related issues of our customers. This reality-based effort has resulted in the continuous improvement of both our thinking methods and our training. At the core of what we do is our critical thinking framework. The framework is composed of a purpose-driven hierarchy of questions designed to streamline thinking and speed collaboration. The questions pull into awareness the relevant information and knowledge, making possible a systematic application of judgment. This system of questions, by pulling together the needed knowledge, information, and judgment, results in clear thinking and more effective and timely actions. We improve how people think by asking a few key questions. Here is an overview of our critical thinking framework. Concern analysis is the first thinking process. It helps clarify the issues, decide on what thinking tool to use for each one, and to determine priority. One question we ask in concern analysis is, what specifically was observed that triggered your concern? This is the most powerful question in our arsenal because it makes sure that our analysis begins with reality and not conjecture. One outcome of concern analysis is to build a list of issues and the next logical step for each one. For example, an issue may require use of problem solving to determine the cause of the problem. Here is one useful question from the problem solving process that helps us evaluate potential causes. We look at each potential cause and ask, if this were the true cause, would we expect these facts? This question refers to the facts in the problem description. Other issues may require making a decision. The first question from the decision-making process asks, what is the purpose of this decision? Our answer to this question sets the range of alternatives we will consider. The creativity battle can be won or lost right here because the most common error is to frame the decision too narrowly and so screen out many viable options without even thinking. And finally, whatever our decision, we must see to it that it is implemented. The planning process is used to specify implementation steps. One valuable question to ask is, what might go wrong? This will help troubleshoot the plan and reduce the risk of failure. That's a quick overview of our critical thinking framework with a few specific examples of the questions we use. Our framework is made up of a hierarchy of these questions that work together to clarify thinking and speed us to taking effective action. Here is a brief description of our workshops. The Critical Thinking for Leaders workshop is for organizational leaders, managers, and future leaders. Emphasis is put on using the critical thinking framework to model and coach systematic thinking and to develop the organization's human and technical systems. Our standard critical thinking workshop is for anyone who could benefit from a more systematic approach to thinking and collaboration, including, for example, teams and technical experts. These are two-day workshops. The following workshops emphasize different subsets of our critical thinking framework. The systematic problem-solving workshop deals with identifying and analyzing problems and their root causes. The systematic decision-making workshop concerns identifying issues that require a decision, who should be involved in making the decision, and how to do the decision analysis. The systematic project management workshop teaches project definition and project planning. Included is a simple software program for planning, tracking, and communicating about projects. These are each one-day workshops. Return on investment. A significant portion of each workshop is devoted to working on the real issues of class participants, and it's not unusual for several issues to be resolved during the training itself. This can more than pay for the cost of the workshop, including the participants' time off the job many times over. So any use of the concepts after the class could be considered an extra bonus. Of course, using the concepts after the class is the main purpose of doing the training. The point is that your organization can be money ahead even before the class is completed. Tailored industry packages. The information gathered in working on real issues can also be used to tailor the package to include exercises and case study examples for a particular industry. Over the years, we have created more than 30 tailored industry packages for our critical thinking workshops in this way. Many organizational initiatives can benefit from more systematic thinking. Here are examples of several types of initiatives and recommended BPI workshops. Building core skills or competencies. Any of the BPI workshops could be considered as teaching one or more core competencies, depending on your target audience. For example, those responsible for making decisions would benefit from the standard critical thinking workshop. And most job responsibilities involve juggling a rolling series of projects. Therefore, systematic project management is often a very good fit. Project curriculum. We recommend the Critical Thinking for Leaders workshop because it helps leaders make good decisions about what projects to do. And the Systematic Project Management workshop is for those involved in implementing projects, including decision makers, project leaders, and project team members. Plus, the standard critical thinking workshop can be used with project teams to help them think together about project problems and decisions. Leader development. The Critical Thinking for Leaders workshop helps leaders model good thinking and to coach others. One side effect is that leaders often want their subordinates to receive training in critical thinking too, creating a common approach and a common language for their unit. Team skills. The Critical Thinking Workshop teaches teams how to think together to resolve even the most complicated problems and decisions. Problem-solving experts. Many black belts are now using critical thinking as their first go-to process. They found that as much as 80% of all problems can be resolved without resorting to advanced statistical and experimental design tools. With BPI thinking tools, problems can first be evaluated logically, using the information on hand. Other tools are used only when needed. And, for e-learning, all the BPI basic content is being migrated online to self-study modules. This is making possible more web-based and blended learning options. What special initiatives do you have for which thinking systematically might make a difference? You are invited to visit our website where you will find brief descriptions of our workshops as well as archive articles from our newsletter. If you would like more detailed information about our workshops or consulting services, just send us an email or simply complete the Contact Us form and tell us what you want to know. You may also call our offices at 858-459-7600.